the first ones in were the Durham Light Infantry, and they came back from Dunkirk, didn't they? And they really were bashed about. They'd had a really rough time, and a lot of them were badly injured, very badly injured. And they stayed in Burton for quite a long while until they sorted them out and got them into a fit state to send them back to their homes and regiments. And then they sent them out again from here. They came back to Burton again, and they were sent overseas straight away. And two of the ones that we got really friendly with were killed immediately. They went back. Mm. The mothers wrote to us.
Where were they billeted in Burton?
Hive Close, isn't what they call it?
Hive Close, yeah.
Well, they had Nissen huts that side, and there were Nissen huts the other side of the road on the where the caravan, you know where the caravan site is? Well, just beyond that, there were Nissen huts all in that field. Mm. That was the Durham Light Infantry in there, and some of them were actually billeted in the hall because they couldn't find anywhere else to put them. And they, one or two went into private houses.
Do you remember the Essex Regiment?
Yes, very well, yes.
And they were billeted?
They were billeted here in the village, and they started off in the hall when they came. They didn't know what to do with them, and they put them in the hall, and they were the first ones to wreck the hall. It's been wrecked pretty solidly since, but they burnt the stage, they burnt the door, and they got one or two bits and pieces down from the loft, which had been, I think it was extra bits of scenery and stuff that's been put back since before the war, that was burnt. And that's how we got to know them, because they came down past when we were in the shop. We got the slaughterhouse by the shop, which is now Val Parsons' garage. And we got a lot of old bits of wood and stuff that we were storing in there. And Bobby, my uncle, went out, and there were three of the Essex Regiment in there nicking it. Well, he said, if you want it, you can have it, but you can come in and have a cup of cocoa first if you want to. And that started it. Then I think half the regiment turned up every morning to see if we'd got any more wood they could have. But after they got some more Nissen huts put up down at Freshwater. Now, that's where the pioneers came in. They put those.
Pioneers wood. That's along the end of Southover.
Yes, if you go out through Southover and go through the gates and go along there, you'll probably see some footings there. Well, this was, there was a tragic event out there because we had floods, you know how we get floods here. And I'm not sure how many, but two or three of the soldiers were drowned while they were asleep. I don't know.
Drowned in the...
They were drowned in the huts.
Actually in the huts.
The only thing that we can think was that perhaps they'd had one or two drinks and were sleeping heavily. They also lost a side of bacon, which was washed up and which they brought up and we washed it off and they hadn't used it. That went in the floods as well. But,